as associated to cellular life. You cannot understand these things. We knew it when we wrote it. There was a great purpose in going right ahead and writing those books. And Tom Astley has done a superb job of diagramming. These are beautiful drawings, geometric drawings, that surpass anything ever offered here before. With simplicity of understanding, there was a great need to present this information. The Brookings Institute and the Intelligence Service of Great Britain wanted it stifled. So whatever inconvenience you ones have had to go through, or the Eckers have had to go through, was an absolute necessity to bring focus on the information. Because as it stands, where it stands, it is erroneous. You will never understand it as it's been offered there. Ask Dr. Young, please, with his FUDs. He will tell you, this is wrong. This won't work. Does he tell you it's wrong, it won't work, by what he learned at Stanford? No. MIT? No. He knows it won't work because Soltech had said... You have great things in front of you. Great, great things in front of you. Would anyone else like me to kill another subject?
Can I tell a joke?
Please tell a joke.
Okay. Believe me, this is a first. And before I need to say that it isn't an original. I actually heard it last night. And I heard it from a long... respected and admired master. And the joke goes like this. So this lady goes to her haircutter, or goes to a haircutter to get a haircut. And she's got these earphones in her ear that run from here to here. And she's never been to this guy before, and she's talking to him, and she says, "Now, whatever you do, don't take the earphones out, no matter what you do." And the guy says, "Oh, no problem." So anyway, he's cutting her hair, and she kind of nods off, and he's thinking, "Oh, gosh, now what's going on? What's going on?" And he keeps, you know, over and over and over, his mind is presenting himself, what could she be listening to? What could she be listening to that she doesn't want to be disconnected from? So finally, he can't stand it, and he takes the earphones off of her head, and she just dies. Like that, and he's just like wondering, what is this? What could this possibly be? What could this possibly be? So he puts the earphones on, and he hears, "Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out."
Commander, I was recently told by some people that July 25th was some type of special day. They called it a cosmic day out of time. What does that term mean to you?
What happened?
I'm not sure if what was meant to happen. They were just recommending meditation and contemplation on God, etc.
I don't know. I'm making a joke, too. Uh-huh. I don't know.
But as a result of that
day... We passed it, and we're all here.
Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe it meant a day where something connected with our karmic past would come, because that evening some people out of Mexico gave me this object, which was uncovered at the pyramids of Teotihuacan by a bulldozer. And I was wondering why I should be brought that. Is it a... particularly a spiritual object? I thought, well, maybe it's the skull of Teotihuacan. Maybe it's something special, or maybe I shouldn't get involved with it.
How big is it?
It's an actual skull, embedded with semi-precious, etc. And it was taken out of a wall of one of the pyramid structures there as as some very innocent people told me at the house the next day or so after that, being told about a cosmic day out of time.
This was from Tiwanaku, you say?
Teotihuacan Pyramid.
Okay. Is that in Belize? Near Belize?
Yes, in central Mexico.
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. But you're going to find one of the crystal skulls within one of those pyramids in that area, and it will hold the literal programming of the universe as you know it. It's one of the missing crystal skulls.
Maybe this one, maybe not.
No, that is not it. Unless you peeled that off and found that there is a crystal skull within it. A lot of the very, very important accepted deities of that time, such as Quetzalcoatl and a few of those other very, very human but accepted spiritual deities, were treated in that manner at their death.
They tell me that when it gets very hot that the skull will sweat.
I don't really have any comment. It looks pretty frightening to me, simply because anything that dwells on death itself of the physical body is usually a pretty binding or pulling down type of energy. I'd kind of beware of it. If you bring it into your possession or you do much with it, treat it exactly what it is, a thing. If it has spiritual qualities, that will come forth. But cleanse it well. Take it, if you want, to a Native American to cleanse it. Because some of those spiritual things that they set up as a spiritual thing bear a lot of energy. And man will usually not overcome it. If you can treat it as a thing and not allow all this spiritual garbage to flow in with it, you probably have a most interesting thing there. But you see, the things of God do not have to wear those kinds of trappings. Those are usually ornamentations made to a physical being. And that will almost inevitably be attached to the dark side. As are, quite frankly, most of these crystal skulls. You would not have a crystal skull other than as representative of man. And it would not come in the form of a shaped skull bone. The bone itself, the skeletal makeup of man himself, is what is the physical representation. The spiritual representation will always be in the form of light. And if you're going to use a crystal ball, for instance, you would use a round light bulb looking thing. It would have no human features as such. The old totem poles, everything, are to ward off evil spirits. In other words, I'm going to make something that looks more fierce than anything you can conjure, and it will be frightening away everything. God does not need to look like a skull, and neither do you. So it represents something that I feel a little creepy about myself.
Commander, does Ed have anything from Soul Deck today?
Yes, he does.
Then let's have it.
Oh, good.
On the 25th, you were supposed to have had a massive earthquake in, back to the question about July. What did I say, April?
No.
July 25th.
Okay. We were informed that on July 25th, you were supposed to have a major, major earthquake in Africa, South Africa, that was an extension of the San Andreas earthquake in California. And you will notice that nothing on the San Andreas happened on the 25th of July, therefore they didn't get to have one in Africa either. And the next one that I think will damage the coast the most will certainly be the Palm Springs quake and the Elysian Park quake. But I don't know, you've got a couple or 3 weeks here, especially last week, with no red alerts. and that means over 4 to 5 points on your Richter scale in this area, and that's not usual. So you know that something's holding it. And Ed's going to probably tell you now about that.
Another thought I had when you were talking about gold in the Philippines and movements, do you have any feelings about how that is affecting the U.S. Treasury or when the new money system might come out, et cetera?
Not that I can talk about. I'm trying to go through the things that are happening, and there are some pieces of gold being shifted about, but it's not so far getting anywhere, really. There was such a fiasco with this other last gold that it's a lot harder to handle these shipments of gold. And no, I don't, because right now with Japan buying and selling and trying to stabilize, they know that they are going to go under, and I mean physically under. And there's a lot of shifting into the United States happening, and Ed may very well speak about that too. So we'll let him talk. But no, I don't have a comment. I'm not going to tell as much as I told before, because it really caused trouble. So we're going to sit on these gold shipments, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and I know that there are ones in this room that are so incredibly relieved that I should be hearing Ed Cleary shouting up and down back there. Hallelujah, Ed. Okay. It's happening. Quite a bit's happening.
All right. before I read what Tonios has written, I would just comment briefly on what Commander said, that of course those high enough up in Japanese society who feel responsible for their culture are well aware of what's about to happen to Japan, and as a result of that are with great haste making appropriate contacts, and I won't say any more than that, appropriate contacts here in the United States to say allow for a remnant of their civilization on the more solid portions of the United States that will be left after the catastrophes occur. And that's all I'll say on that. Tonios wrote this morning and said the following. Tonios Soltek, present in the light of Holy God of Light, I speak today not so much to cover any new territory in your geological lessons as to simply remind you of what I have already taught about the transition that shall soon be taking Mother Earth, soon be shaking Mother Earth from stem to stern. There was a reportedly moderate, that is 5.6 quake, off of the coast of Tokyo yesterday. And while that shaker appears to be, quote, just another in a constant string of activity associated with the Tokyo-Japan trench, it will soon become apparent such is not the case, but rather is a precursor for some major seismic events starting in Japan and reflecting over to your U.S. West Coast in a most disastrous way soon. I mention this because your media, once again, has downplayed this event, not only calling it a 5.6 magnitude quake when it should be at least a 7, but also because of the blanket of silence on the reporting of any such events. You know this quake was known ahead of time and was expected to precipitate more disastrous activity because Cali's Weather Channel conveniently said, quote, no data available, where they should have been listing ongoing earthquake activity. And this blackout began at the 24-hour period starting before that offshore Tokyo quake hit. We will not get into why more damage and chain reaction was not immediately precipitated by that quake, but you of the ground crew will have no trouble surmising the why. Silence is the prudent path here. Another important area we monitor right now is the Eastern Pacific Rise off the west coast of mid-South America, near Easter Island. Remember, that is where there are located a collection of over 1,000 underwater volcanoes in various stages of activity, and the Pacific Plate is the one to watch for timing as the gear driving the other plates. We are monitoring there because it is a good location to sample Mother Earth's blood pressure, that is magma pressure, which you can surmise is on the rise, partly due to your entering the photon belt. Such a condition not only increases the likelihood of volcanic eruptions in many different locations, but causes lifting of the tectonic plates from the underlying fluid swelling. And given the already locked up conditions existing around the edges of many of these plates, means the time is ripe for truly catastrophic damage as movement along the slip points, that is the fault lines, occurs. Again, none of this is particularly new information in the overall scenario of known preparedness. But, so to speak, a red alert condition does exist, and we wish to help you to not get lulled into complacency by either the apparent lack of local shaking that is large enough to feel readily, or by the increasing censure of such information through your news media. I am working at full speed just to keep up with the geophysical repercussions of antics presently being executed by the nitwit politicians and, pun warning, movers and shakers on your world. Commander Hatton may wish to fill in more of the blanks in that area, but for now, just know that with Mother Earth's blood pressure on the rise, some major geophysical occurrences cannot be far away from manifestation in the physical in terms of most abrupt and disruptive and spectacular displays. We would use the word soon, however, it has been pointed out to me a lot lately that we of command use that word in a most annoying manner. From the perspective of timing, as you perceive same on Earth plane. And then, of course, in geological terms, soon is permissibly a wide window of time with respect to the events you experience in any 1 hour. We of command are also accused of using soon as a carrot by those ground crew with whom we are in close contact, as in this or that anxiously awaited event, you fill in the blank, will happen soon. But on this accusation, I plead a geophysicist fifth and refer the matter to Commander Hatton's capable explanations. Humor aside, know that your planet sits on the edge of major upheaval in geophysical terms, and all should exercise due caution and wisdom as these next few months unfold. As Commander Hatton has stated, the New World Order timetable is slipping by as much as 2 years at present, and that means the time has come for drastic measures on the part of those pushing that agenda. We shall see what we shall see, and so shall you down there. We of command honor all of you working with us in a density of ground crew and are never more than a call away, for remember, the call always compels the answer. A very busy Tonio Soltec to clear in the light of Holy God. Salut.
Well, he's not joshing about Easter Island and the trough off the coastline down in South America. You will find those plates offshore, and you will find that when they begin to erupt, you will build up land mass along that shoreline. And you're going to find that from old continent Mu and before the shifting of Atlantis, well, actually all the way back to Pan, as those major shifts of oceanic plates, I don't know that we can literally just call them oceanic plates. That's the way we speak of them as relative to Earth. But obviously, some were not oceanic plates always. They were land masses. We're talking about broken crust. Take a skull. You can feel it in a little child. You will have the sagittal splits or where the skull connects. Soft bone, where there can be growing of the skull. And then when all of this is formed and an adult head or skull is formed, you will have these sagittal areas, but they will look like bone scar tissue. And as you all know, there is a little place in the top or the crown about the chakra area of a babe that is really soft. All of that is very necessary to allow for the expansion and growth of mass. And you have a similar array of plates or sections that surround the globe that make hard crust. And there's give and play and turn and change. And suddenly, when you change magnetic poles or you change topographically the pole, slippage, if you will, you're going to change both the temperatures in areas, water's going to seek its lowest point, you're going to have shifting masses. So literally, you can speak of oceanic plates, and it's literal because as you were being formed, you had all your continent mass on one side of your globe, and all the rest basically was water mass. And then Pan itself separated through these upheavals of time. And now you have gone through three or four known civilizations where you have had these massive shiftings. As civilization outgrows itself and becomes destructive, and renewal must take place. And literally mankind basically goes back to whatever dark ages might be represented there. Possibly not back to the cave, except figuratively speaking. You have been bred out of intelligence. You have been trained out of knowledge. You go to school to be trained into the pattern desired of you. As Voltaire, well, his mistress, Chateau Delay, translated the Principia of Isaac Newton. Number one, his expressions were not valid in some instances. Things do not, because of gravity, fall. They fall because if they're up somewhere, they're going to fall down because they are trying to search and reach their own density. So gravity itself takes on a different meaning than just, oh, everything falls to the center of the earth because that is the magnetic core. No, it isn't. You go in 600 miles and it begins to reverse itself. So let's get gravity straight. Everything seeks its own density. And therefore you are just plastered against the ground, seeking your own density. But what holds you there? What about all of this world allows you to function? There is just a hidden wonder of things to come into knowledge about. And all of it is a perfection and orderly manifest universe of the thought of God that is so magnificent in concept as to be awe-inspiring. What allows you as a little being to stand upright on the face of an earth? What are the compressions about you that allow that to happen? That you can get up on your feet and muscularly overcome that desire of body to collapse against this earth. You learn. You experience. You grow. And it is a marvel. And when one say, oh, there won't be anything to do in paradise, it'll be so boring. No, it won't. You will be building universes, allowing little creatures to stand upright. So that the universal laws of physics, as projected by God, can function. You have become a manufactured species. And things have been depleted from you, taken from you. And you look at these tectonic plates slipping around the earth, making changes. The coastline of California is moving north. There's going to be slippage. You can have this kind of slippage or this kind of slippage or a thrusting under that allows you to have the magnificent mountains. You're going to appreciate that right here. But in the changes of earth, just like in a crashing car, things are going to get bent. Some things are going to get broken. It's the wonder of evolution, of evolvement, of a life form called a planet. And your guess on this life form, and you've been bad house guests, very bad house guests. You have brought a beautiful, imbalanced planet into total unbalance. And that's getting back to what the question was about the sun being balanced. And how could the sun be cold on its surface? Why not? Space is cold. But you see all this hot flame coming off. Have you ever looked at a piece of wood burning? Take an opportunity in your fireplace to look at logs burning. You will get charcoal, which is attached, and it gets red hot. Sometimes it will get covered with white ash, but it is not burning. The fuel turning itself into gas is what is flaming. You can have hot flames, cool flames, all sorts of flames. And our lessons in geophysics could go on into eternity because that's where you're headed. And it is coming into these magnificent understandings that you're seeking.
Commander, excuse me, I'm going to need, I would like to excuse myself. My behind, my skinny butt needs a relief. I've enjoyed it. Aloha, I shall return.
Aloha.
Hello.
Aloha.
You go with love and appreciation.
Yes. Mahalo.
Mahalo. I don't want to keep all of you any longer either. All of you are tired. But I think that it's necessary that we not have meetings every week or something so that we can grow in separateness also. And we do not have to face accusations. But I don't think any of us want to miss Ron Jackson next Sunday. The wonders of your universe are so absolutely awe-inspiring that to have to waste time on this kind of garbage is just ridiculous. Who'll grow the spell? You see, there's no way to get away.